The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade. Tonight, we're going to have a wonderful show. We are joined here in the studio live, right here on KCNR Radio, with the Agriculture and Natural Resource team. I'm finding out it's really all-encompassing of four great programs out of Shasta College. And tonight, we're going to be joined with Melissa Marquis. She is the Forestry and Natural Resource Instructor. Melissa, welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sarah Miller, she's the Vice President of the Ag and Leadership Club. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you.
And then, of course, we have Jonas Lindblom, who's the Shasta College Farm Manager, brand new, and we're going to learn a lot about Jonas tonight as well. So we're going to have a great show because we're going to talk about not only Shasta College and what they do to help support our youth and our adults here who are going on for education, but also what they do in the community on a day-to-day basis that possibly you don't even know they do. So if you're just joining in for the first time to Heroes of the North State, this show was really derived just a few months ago. We're almost coming up on a year, a little over a year, actually, where we wanted to put a focus and a spotlight on those individuals in our community who are rising above, making a difference in the lives of our community, into the lives of those around us, everyday people. And so that was really kind of inspired by the car fire in a way where we were thinking, how can we give back? How can we make a difference? And this is one of them. We've had great shows over the months. It airs on the second Thursday of every month. And I'm Michelle Slade. I'm your host. And tonight we're going to go ahead and jump right in. We're going to start with Melissa. Now, Melissa, we have talked a lot about Shasta College and what they do and all the different programs. And just to kind of recap, I know more recently I've been learning a lot about the agricultural programs at the college, the program for plant and science, the program for heavy equipment, forestry and logging, and the list goes on and on for what the college can do for our community. So maybe give us just kind of a brief overview of what's been happening at the college more recently.
Sure. One of the really interesting things that we've been having occur in the last really couple months is that our logging program has really taken off. So really in a response to the catastrophic fires that we experienced in California last year, we at Shasta College recognized that we needed to be developing the workforce that can go out into the woods and help with the fuels reduction issues that we have. If you look at the average age of a logger in California, it's over 60, so there aren't a lot of young people going into that profession. So we just actually, back at the end of July, received a $3.2 million grant that is through CAL FIRE, and we have a new certificate that's going to be coming online next year. It is a logging certificate where students are going to be going up into the woods. We like to say at Shasta College, and especially in our area, we like our students to get dirty. We like our students to get good hands-on experience. So we're going to be taking our students up into the woods. We have brand new logging equipment that we purchased with the grant money. We've also hired three new instructors. We are rolling out programs into some of our satellite campuses. So we're offering truck driving classes into Hama County. And hopefully next spring, we're also going to have truck driving up in the Intermountain area out of our Burney campus. Wow. So we're trying to reach out to those communities that don't have the central college campus that we do here in the Reading area.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, actually. So when I think of Shasta College, I think of the obvious, the big campus right here in Reading. But you're right, you have a lot of campuses that are throughout the North State, throughout Shasta County. So putting you on the spot, could you name a few?
Yeah, we actually, I think I have this right. I think there are five campuses. So we have the main campus here in Reading. We also have our downtown campus that mostly houses our health sciences program. We have the Trinity campus over in Weaverville. We have the Intermountain campus up in Burney. And then we have the Tehama campus in Red Bluff. And the Tehama campus has a relatively new building. So we're moving trying to get a lot of programs down there to better serve the Tehama County community.
So now, is each campus set up for the community that it's in, or is it a full program like you would have if you went right here in Reading?
a lot of what is offered at those, so some of them have, at the Tehama campus, they'll have individual classes that are taught there, but at some of the other satellite campuses that are a little bit more remote, we use something called ITV. So that's okay. The way that students, it's a video, two-way video system, so there's a video camera in both rooms and speakers so that the teacher might not be in the room with them, but the students are still able to be in the class.
And do the interactive. I've actually seen that. My daughter's taken those classes. So.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. So then we're here, and you're, if you're just now listening for the first time or you're tuning in tonight saying, how does this really tie into the theme of heroes and our local heroes who are making the difference in the lives of people in our community? Well, what I've found over the last few months while working with this amazing group is that their involvement in the community doesn't stop with education. They take their students, their teachers, the faculty, other community members, and they join forces to support causes that are happening around them in their community. And I know we have Jonas here. Why don't we start out with Jonas a little bit and talk about kind of before we get into that portion, talk about your role and how you transitioned into being the farm manager.
So I was first introduced into the program as a student in the farm dorms. So coming out of high school, I had the opportunity to live and work on the Shasta College farm. That was a great opportunity under the management of BJ McFarland, who's done a great job and has moved on since. And the opportunity arise. And coming in from a recent graduation at Chico State, I saw the listing and I talked to many of the local instructors and students and decided to apply for the program, and I had the honor of receiving the position, and now I'm transitioning into the manager side, which is a very different side of the table, but I'm starting to enjoy very much, and it's a great experience being able to teach those students and provide those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities in which I had as a student at the farm.
Is it a little bit surreal to think that and also probably a benefit for you that you were a student living on the farm? How long did you live on the farm?
I lived on the farm both years that I was attending Shasta College, so 2 years total.
Okay. And so my understanding, I'm just learning that you actually have two different dorms at Shasta College. So you have the farm dorms.
Yes.
And then the dorms for, I guess I would call it everyday students, but I'm sure there's a fancy name for it.
I don't know of a fancy name. There's lots of times there's students that are out of the area because we have a really large district. So we get students from over on the coast, students from the Intermountain area, from Alturas, so from all over the state, really.
Okay, so when you live on the farm, what does that look like on a day-to-day?
So the application process to get into the farm is actually, it's a pretty big honor to be able to go through the program. We have a pretty extensive application and interview process, and you go off of your past experiences and skills. Work ethic, and then once you get into the program, you have the opportunity to take charge of a unit as far as which animal species. We have irrigation and crops unit,
okay.
And so our three species mainly are pigs, goats, and cattle.
Okay.
And so students are assigned to that unit, and every day they do their day-to-day feedings. They breed the animals themselves. They have an opportunity to see things from start to finish, from a breeding to a market standpoint.
Okay.
And then they also have the opportunity for the older students to come in and really take leadership and start to train younger students on their knowledge.
Mm, that's pretty exceptional. And then we have Sarah here. So, Sarah Miller, are you currently a student or have you been a student? Tell us your background and how you're associated.
So I am currently a student at Shasta. I lived in the farm dorms for 2 years. This will be my third year at Shasta College, and I now work in the farm office with Jonas and Audra Harl, our new ag instructor.
Okay, so what does your day-to-day look like now in your third year?
Classes, and then I come to the farm and I help Jonas kind of get everything done in the office that he needs done. So I do that, and then as he's running the farm, I kind of take care of the paperwork and stuff like that as he needs. And him and Audra, I correlate with the both of them.
Okay, so everyone needs a good support team. Mm-hmm. So it takes every skill set to make the farm happen, I'm sure, and life. We're going to be taking a commercial break in just a moment. But if you're just now listening and tuning in, we are here with Shasta College, and we're talking about the farm, really, and we're talking about the agriculture and the natural resources and the programs that fall under that, which is plant science, heavy equipment, forestry and logging, and agricultural program. And then we're going to dive in a little more into each of those when we come back. But you are listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and we will be back in just a moment.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and open more doors? Get more value than ever before with free first-year tuition at Shasta College. If you're a first-time, full-time Shasta student, you're eligible. It's time to get more out of life. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply to get started. Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a good life tonight. We're talking with our friends here from Shasta College, who are from the Ag and Natural Resource Program. And I'll tell you, it's really more, although that is a huge undertaking, it's really a lot more than that. Shasta College really rises above. The students are amazing. I've had the Ag students come out on a volunteer basis to help me with events that I have in town. And I have to tell you, without offending any other groups, this group was knocking it out of the park. I never had to say, hey, where are you? What are you doing? Hey, could you help me with this? They were in line, literally in line, trying to say, what can I do next? What else do you have for me? So great teamwork, you guys, honestly. And really, thank you for giving back to our community in a big way. One of those big ways, Melissa, we were talking during the break was during the car fire when Shasta College became a rescue center. And I mean, of course, we all knew that was happening. But then when you start telling me, like, the day-to-day what that looked like, let's dive into that because that's pretty remarkable hero talk.
Yeah, so when Shasta College became the evacuation center, our football field became the staging area. And we had, I don't know how many total people were at the shelter overall, but I would guess it was in the hundreds. And so we had all these people on the football field. If you remember the weather, which we all do, it was in the 110s that week. And people, when they evacuated, brought their animals with them. And because Red Cross shelters, for lots of reasons, can't have animals within their shelters, we had people with their pets out on our football field in 110-degree heat. And I think it was under mostly the leadership of Trenna Kimler-Richards, our former ag instructor, said, we're going to have animals dying out there. It's not good for the people. So we reopened up the farm. And in our big farm pavilion over the course of the week, we had about 70 people that were staying in the farm pavilion. And we had Red Cross resources, of course, and they had their cots and meals and all of those amenities. But we also had about 120 animals on the farm.
Oh, my goodness.
And not just cats and dogs. We had goats. We had horses. We had a goose. And probably our favorite evacuee that we had maybe was Martin the tortoise.
Okay.
Yeah, he was an escape artist. He kept trying to dig out of our horse corral, and we had to keep corralling him back in, but he was nice to have.
Well, see, and that's something I think when you think of a college, I mean, of course, everybody rose above during that time period. People were just coming from all over, from all walks of life, opening their homes and offering. This is when people really, they shine when we have these types of situations. But then you're right. We do have to think of all the animals and how are we going to take care of them and where are they going to go? And my understanding is you had a lot of students that were there. I think, Jonas, you were saying you were part of that process.
Yes. So when I graduated and transferred to Chico, and the whole car fire incident started and occurred, and some of my past friends that were in the dorm at the time, they gave me a call and let me know what was going on. So we packed a couple of friends up, and we decided to head down and help. And I have to say that the dorm students at the time were just remarkable. They were doing 24-hour shifts, doing everything they could to make sure everybody was happy, comfortable, fed, anything they could do to try to make everyone else's lives better.
So it's almost like you had a big home, and you had a lot of people come stay at your house, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, it was a lot like that, and the ups and the downs. But overall, it was a great experience, and it really shows the personality of the students that come through our program about how they interacted with people and reacted to the situation.
Yeah,
they really gave their all.
Well, and I've also found that in farm and ranching, agriculture in general, the walk of life that's invested in that, they're just really exceptionally kind-hearted, giving, loving people. I rarely ever get told no. I might be told, let me figure it out and I'll get back with you. And I always get a call, or I always get a, hey, I don't know, but call Sally, she can help you kind of attitude. And I love it. It's great. And I think it starts right there at Shasta College in a big way, because you're raising the next generation, and who will then give back to our community. So how many, let me ask you this, any of you can chime in. How many students are in the Ag and Natural Resource program? Do we know, like, you don't have to have the exact. I know, right?
Yeah.
Put you on the spot there. So maybe a couple hundred?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it feels like that when I see everyone together.
Yeah. So. It's hard because we have our four different areas, right? So we have our, and sometimes there's not as much overlap maybe as we'd like. Mm. So we have, and we're not in one location on the campus. So up on the top of the hill, we have our forestry and natural resources program, and we have our heavy equipment program. And then down the hill, we have our plant science program and our agriculture program. So it's not very often that we get, we try, but it's not very often that we get all of the students together and have that really good head count for you.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's probably an admin question.
Yeah, so. I'm sure there's data on it somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Well, why don't we talk a little bit more about the things that you do with the ag program? Because I know you do, like, if we're in fall. We're getting ready to go into fall, and you do stuff with pumpkins, I'm sure, out there. Mm-hmm. So anyone want to touch on that? So we have the pumpkin tours, it looks like, for fourth graders.
Yeah, so we do a small tour. We take the kids around the farm. We show them the livestock. We go through, we actually take the children through the cattle chutes as if they were livestock, which they all love, and they have to moo as loud as possible. So last year we had 986 kids come through.
Oh, my goodness.
And they came through the farm, and we gave them their tour, and they went and got their pumpkin. And it's a lot of fun for us as students to interact with the kids and see how excited they are to learn about the animals and the pigs and see all that. And then it's a lot more fun to watch them run as fast as they can into the field and pick out a pumpkin. And a lot of times it's bigger than they are, so then it's fun when they come and ask for your help. And it's cool when their parents come and their parents learn a little bit more about it, and they kind of see what we do for our program. And we have classes that return all the time, and it's become a school reunion for them is what they keep coming back for. And our students do a really good job of interacting with the kids.
Now, are they all there at the same time, or do you rotate them in and out?
No, so we open tours at 9 a.m. to noon, and then this year we're doing it for 2 weeks. We're actually not doing it on any Fridays this year because we have a conference we're going to as a leadership club. But for the course of those 2 weeks, we have a lot of students that come through, and we do that.
So the leadership club, are they in charge of that portion, or are you supporting it through your volunteerism?
So it's a little bit of both. Our club does it as a community thing, so we don't make money off of it. We do it just so the kids can come out and get pumpkins and enjoy the farm. And so the leadership club gets to speak about the farm and learn how to talk in front of a small group and kind of be able to speak to people on different levels about agriculture. So they get to teach them in children language, I guess is what you would call it, about the farm rather than if you were to have an adult conversation.
So they're coming, they're learning about the farm, they're going home with a free pumpkin. They get to moo like cows. And you do it for 2 straight weeks.
Yeah.
So there's another hero right there. Thank you for doing that. That's a lot of work, actually. So that is wonderful. And then I think, you know, right around the corner, we're going to have Christmas. Mm-hmm. And there's some Christmas stuff happening. What's that look like, Melissa?
Yeah, so we have an event every year. It's called Country Christmas Fair that's on our farm. And so a big part of that is Christmas tree sales. And the funds for those Christmas tree sales really benefit our students. So the profits from that, most of that goes back into scholarships and also helping the student clubs to travel to their leadership events and to get industry experience and go on different industry tours.
Okay.
But the other part of it is that it's a totally free event that we have for the community that's in our big pavilion down on the farm. A lot of the other Shasta College clubs come down and participate. It's a big fundraising opportunity for other clubs as well. But people can come in for free. We have a bounce house. We have a petting zoo. We have local agriculture products for sale. We have a little craft table. And Santa usually makes an appearance each day as well. And I'm not sure if we're going to have them this year or not, but in the past we've also had horse-drawn carriage rides.
Oh, nice, nice. So that's another completely free event.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're selling the trees because that's the fundraising part of it. Do you take volunteers outside of the program, or is it all self-contained with on the campus?
It's a lot of student volunteers, and it's a lot of work, especially the agriculture students, because they're going out and unloading Christmas trees is a lot of work in and of itself, sorting them, putting the price tags on them. So they work really, really hard. The students work incredibly hard for that event.
Yeah, that is wonderful. And I've heard about the Christmas tree sales for years and years and years. I've actually gone out and bought a couple myself over the time, but it sounds like it's really grown into quite a community event.
It really is. I think a lot of people in the community know about it. And the students get great experience doing it. You know, they get some hard work, and they get some sales experience working with people as they try and pick out a Christmas tree. I don't know about you, but when I pick out a Christmas tree, it can be a challenging process.
Well, you know, I go, can you turn it one more time?
Yeah. So the ag students are out there turning the Christmas trees around for people and making fresh cuts on them, getting them in netting, loading them up on the cars.
And probably a little bit of therapy with the husband-wife team. I don't want that tree. Yes, I want that tree. Who knew? I mean, we're just learning just in the short amount of time together how much you're doing out in the farm. I call it out on the farm, but I know it's got a fancier name than that, and so I'm trying to do you justice. It's our agriculture and natural resource program that really encompasses the ag program, the plant science, the heavy equipment, forestry and logging, and all of this is coming together so that it can raise up a next generation of ranchers and farmers and those that are really feeding us across America. So what a great program. We're going to go and take a commercial break. So, of course, because, you know, that's what we do here, too. We got to raise a little funds. So when we come back, we're going to learn more about what the college is doing and how it's really making a difference in the lives of those here in our community. We'll be back soon.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I'm excited to tell you about the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. It's a one-day conference for all women leaders. The summit will focus on supporting women aspiring to step more into their sphere of influence and those who have fully embraced their position as a powerful leader in their community. We're excited to provide a forum to recognize, inform, and champion the work being done by women in this Northern California region. Following the speakers will be your Expo pop-up shop from 4 to 6 p.m. with a no-host bar and music by DJ Bobette. Come be inspired at the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. That's September 14th with a pop-up shop in the downtown atrium. For more information about this fabulous event, go to thewomensleadershipsummit.com and see you there. A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Redding Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month for two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and open more doors? Get more value than ever before with free first-year tuition at Shasta College. If you're a first-time, full-time Shasta student, you're eligible. It's time to get more out of life. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply to get started. Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list bullet-built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Welcome back. I'm Michelle Slade. You are listening to Heroes of the North State, and tonight we have some amazing guests here from Shasta College. We have Melissa Marquis. She is the Forestry and Natural Resource Instructor. We have Sarah Miller. She's our Vice President of Agricultural Leadership Club, and also Jonas Lindblom, and he is the new Farm Manager for Shasta College. And we're talking about all the amazing things they do here in the North State. Their students rise above all the time. And that's the premise of the show. We're talking about local heroes who are rising above and making a difference. Now, of course, we have the day-to-day. We're getting an education. We are learning a trade. We are making a difference in the lives of people that you probably don't even see on a day-to-day. We left off a little bit ago about the car fire and how the campus was used and how the students came in and they gave of themselves, not just during their class time, the entire day, 24 hours a day. They were there. We had past students coming back, volunteering their time to help the community, and they had already moved out of the area. So, I mean, that says a lot about a program here in our at Shasta College. Let's talk a little bit more about the plant science, Melissa. So I know we talked a little bit about the plants and fire victims and how that all came together. Maybe you could expand on that?
Sure. So, you know, after the car fire, I think a lot of us at the college and in the community were kind of scratching our heads as time went on. You know, how can we continue to give back and to help our community to recover from that event? And so our horticulture club at Shasta College, that is the advisor's Lamone Waite, she's our plant science instructor at the college, along with the Shasta Master Gardeners, which is a volunteer group to help give people gardening advice.
Yeah.
They came up with a plan to help people by giving them plants. And so they also worked with McConnell Foundation, their landscape crew at the McConnell Foundation, and the California Native Plant Society to propagate plants, so okay. to make new plants that they were able to donate. They called it Regrow Shasta. That was the name of the program. And so they had two giveaways so far, and they've been able to give away about 750 plants to people who needed new plants. And around 320 people were able to benefit from those donations.
Mm.
And they're having another giveaway coming up, right? So it's a kind of continued effort. So they're going to be giving away more plants on October 26th.
So how do you qualify? What's that process look like? Do they call you and or just come down?
Yeah, I think the best person, you know, if they were to contact Lamone Waite, she'd probably be able to get them
to
the information
that
they need. Yeah, and it really has a focus on fire-resistant plants.
Okay.
And native plants that are not going to become invasive and take over an area. So as we regrow Shasta, you know, as the name of the program is, trying to make sure that the plant part of that is done in a way to kind of help prevent another tragedy from happening.
So with homes, like I have a good friend of mine who lost his home, and he was told originally that it was could take anywhere from 3 to 5 years to rebuild. Well, here we are a year later, and they just put the trusses up on his new frame. So what a blessing that it's moving faster for some. I know maybe not for all, but for this particular family. And then to know that there's a program at your local college where you can go out and get support and help as well.
Yeah.
I think that's incredible.
Yeah, and we also have people, somebody recently donated, I think, over 100 cacti
to
be given away at the next giveaway in October. So we also, you know, have that community involvement. It's not just our students.
Right. So is everything being grown on campus, or the partners that came together, are you each doing it individually and then bringing it together?
It's on campus. So our plant science, we also have donated space to the California Native Plant Society.
Okay.
For them to grow and propagate native plants.
Right.
And then we have an office for our master gardeners where they respond to people's questions over email, respond to phone calls that they get. So
what's pretty remarkable about the farm out there is that I've lived here most of my life. I've taken classes. I was not in agriculture, so I didn't make it to that part of the campus hardly ever. Of course, I drove by it to get to my other classes. Well, now that I'm out there more often and I'm seeing what's going on, I had no idea, and that's naive on my part, how big that farm really is and how far it goes back. And the land that's behind there belongs to the college, and you're making, I mean, I think you have a vineyard now that's out there. And then the cattle that are living on the farm, obviously, Jonas, we were talking about that, the farm animals that are there. The other day I left a meeting and there were some goats around my car. So I think they escaped.
Yes, goats are a constant battle with keeping them contained.
Yeah, I have some great photographs, by the way. So more that that goes on out there, it's incredible. So maybe we could talk a little bit about, I know we talked about poinsettias. So Christmas is coming. And what are you doing with poinsettias? Who wants to touch on that? Sarah, you want to kind of start off with that?
So we have a lot of poinsettias that are brought to the greenhouses, which the dorm students, whoever is on the irrigation unit and crop unit, they water the greenhouses in the morning and take care of them. So we have a very large greenhouse that we have all these plants, and it takes about 2 hours to water all the poinsettias. So it's a good chunk of our morning. But then we sell them to – we
grow them, some of them, for Foothill High School's band program.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they're able to sell them out to the community. And so we're helping them with their fundraiser by growing the poinsettias.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic. So when you're watching Foothill, you know Shasta College had a little bit of hand in that.
Yeah.
So how many do you know off the top of your head? How many you grow?
A lot.
Hundreds?
Yeah, hundreds.
It sounds like it because that area is really it's huge inside.
I think usually we grow roughly 800 depending on the year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Well, of course it takes 2 hours to water 800.
Yes.
So does one person get the lucky job or is it a team effort?
Sometimes it's a team effort. Once they get a little bigger, it gets a little tougher to navigate. So sometimes we send some help over there and make sure it's not such a painful process. But it's really time intensive, but worth it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. So, you know, and a poinsettia will tell you if it's not getting watered rather quickly.
Yeah,
that's good. So then I know there's a lot more happening in the plant science program. Did we touch on everything?
Yeah, you know, some of the other things, they raise other plants that they sell as well. So we have two plant sales every year. There's a fall plant sale and a spring plant sale. So in the spring, we're growing lots of vegetables, and in the fall, it tends to be more houseplants and landscaping types of plants. But that raises money for our students in the plant science program.
Yeah.
So they do really neat things where they travel to these plant science, horticulture, landscaping contests all over the country.
Oh, wow.
And they're growing the plants. So they're student projects. So the students are really invested in it. It goes back to the thing, we like our students to get dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're, again, in the plant science, they're getting so much hands-on experience growing their plants, taking care of them. And then they're able to benefit from the work that they do.
Yeah, no, that's true. So I want to make sure that our listeners understand, Shasta College, not only are they giving an education, and yes, they are, it's that hands-on and they're raising funds. The funds are coming back to the students. The students are then able to have experiences they wouldn't normally get to have, which are going to benefit us on the other side. When we buy our eggs, when we go and get our meat at the grocery store, you know, when we are decorating our home and we put these beautiful plants, someone had to learn how to do it. And I know I'm stating the obvious. But I think what's really great about that also, but in this program, isn't just that. It's your leadership program that you have. And, Sarah, you're heavily involved in that. This leadership program comes off the farm all the time and has their hands in so many different organizations on a volunteer basis. That I don't even think we could talk about them all tonight, to be honest. It's a show all in itself. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, I know they support the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. They come out and volunteer through that process. You guys just had farm camp. Mm-hmm. And you were heavily involved in that. You want to talk a little bit about what that looked like?
So I did farm camp my first year. And we have a set of students come out, and they get to learn the daily tasks on the farm, so such as feeding. I know my year they gave shots. They learned about sheep. We had sheep brought in. Mm-hmm. They learned how to disc a field and drive a tractor and operate a bobcat and an auger and some basic farm skills that they could use. And I know they had a lot of fun. They loved it.
Talk about the age group, because weren't they rather young? I don't know, like 11 to 17 or something like that. But mostly the kids that I saw were like in the 10, 11 age.
So it's mostly... I think 11 to 14 is what was the group mostly when I did it. And so it was a lot of fun. It was a opportunity for me to teach students and be able to break things down to where they could understand it. And then watching as they finally accomplished that, and they were so excited and so happy. And when their parents would come pick them up, like, that was the first thing they wanted to brag about, was what they got to do on the farm that day. And it was really, really neat for me to see that they were so excited about agriculture and the day that they were a part of it.
Yeah. So help educate me a little bit. My understanding is farm camp's kind of like, it's a summer program, right? And so if you have a child that hits that age group, it's a week-long program. So it's kind of like sending them to soccer camp or baseball camp or something like that. But this is farm camp. You get to come out and learn what it's like to live on the farm. I know Bob Nash did an amazing job. He comes out, he has Nash's Ranch, and he brought his tractor out, and he taught him how to irrigate and get in the ditch. And he said his favorite part is getting them dirty also, Melissa.
<The trend.
laughs> So, I mean, we think about the college and what you do. It's more than just your day-to-day education. They're really making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So So one of the other things we were able to get involved in as well is just all the other, I'm trying to think of other volunteerism projects that you've been in that maybe we could talk about when we come back from the break a little bit. We're going to take a break. If you're just now tuning in, you are listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade. This program is focused on just really shining a spotlight on those in, people in our community who rise above, make a difference, are really helping other people in need. And honestly, the students at Shasta College, we could go on and on. There's an in-depth program here, definitely more than an hour, because each program in itself really reaches out and makes a difference. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the heavy equipment program and really what it's doing. You're not going to want to miss this. We'll be back in just a moment.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Carl's Jr. presents The Breakfast That Got Away.
It's been 5 years since our last morning together. I still remember your smell, your taste. I can't move on. My heart will wait as long as...
The wait is over! Carl's Jr.'s chorizo biscuit and burrito are back on the breakfast menu. Get spicy chorizo, egg, and pepper jack cheese on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Or all of that wrapped in a warm tortilla with crispy hash browns and fresh-made salsa. Get the chorizo biscuit and burrito today at Carl's Jr. Available for a limited time at participating locations.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and open more doors? Get more value than ever before with free first-year tuition at Shasta College. If you're a first-time, full-time Shasta student, you're eligible. It's time to get more out of life. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply to get started. Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Welcome back to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade. You know what I love about this show, everyone, is that when we go on the commercial break, I learn even more than when we're talking because we get really excited about the content. So, Melissa, you were sharing with me. Let's talk a little bit more about the logging program before we move on, because let's talk about your community partners and what that looks like.
Yeah, so when we realized we needed to have a logging certificate, it was really industry-driven. So we have a really strong group of professionals that are in the logging industry that came to the table and said, hey, we need students. We need to be putting people in these positions. And so they've really, really stepped up to the plate. We have the program, we call it First Seat, And we had students working in the woods this summer running the heavy equipment. So we actually had students, the big Highway 44 fuel break.
Mm-hmm.
We have students that have been working on that project and working with one of our former students, actually. And one of the other things, you know, there's the logging side of things, but we also have a forestry degree, associate's two-year degree at Shasta College, because along with the heavy equipment, you need the people to do the groundwork ahead
right.
of time, right? So doing the marking of the timber, coming up with the harvest plans, making sure that you're following the letter of the law when you go out there to log. And so it's sort of a two-part program that we were providing for both of that, just because we have such big issues in our forests.
Yeah. Who are some of your partners that you work with?
So Sierra Pacific Industries has really stepped up to the plate. So we're working on a deal with them where we're going to be able to actually run our logging equipment on their land up mm-hmm. outside of Shingletown. So they've been really supportive and wonderful to work with. Creekside Logging, Dell Logging, Peterson Timber.
Wow.
Who am I forgetting?
And I'm sure the list goes on and on.
Yeah. I don't want to leave anybody out because they've all just been, wonderful
good.
And so helpful and just supportive and really behind what we're doing.
Well, and, you know, talk about supportive. This is a good time to talk about Shasta College is offering free tuition for 2 years if you've never been a student in the past. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, it's the Shasta Promise program.
So if you are just getting out of high school and you're thinking, I'm going to go to my local community college and you thought you had to pay for it, you don't. It's not income-based. It's a program that's open to everyone. So give the college a call because it's not too late to get signed up. There are classes that come and go, and then you can get signed, get everything ready for next semester as well. So I would give your admin office a call because this is remarkable and help spread the word because that's talk about giving back to a community. That and you think about it, it's not just for high school students. It's for any age.
Yeah, as long as you haven't been to college before.
Yeah. And then speaking about opportunities, let's move into your Step Up program. When you started talking to me about this, I think I'm going to invite you guys back just to talk about this program because we're not going to have enough time tonight.
Yeah, and there are definitely people much more well-versed in the Step Up program than I am. They fed me a little data and a little bit of numbers before they told them I was coming here. So Step Up program stands for, it's an acronym, so it's our Sheriff's Technical Education Program United Partnership. And it's a big title. So Step Up is pretty much what we all call it. And lots of people, I think, don't realize it's an acronym even around the college. But it's in partnership with our local law enforcement. So we work with our local sheriffs. So our sheriff's programs in Shasta County, Trinity County, and Tehama County.
Okay.
And it's a program where people who are coming out on parole are being brought to the college and being enrolled as students. There's a really great support network around them, including two full-time positions at Shasta College that are just focused on Step Up. We have student success facilitators to help them through the process. They go through regular meetings, and they're just succeeding, and they're doing great as they go through the program and come out on the other side of the program.
Right.
So, you know, one of the statistics that we like to talk about at the college when we talk about the Step Up program is the recidivism rate. So the percentage of the students mm-hmm. that are going back to prison or jail afterwards, and our recidivism rate for the Step Up program is only 12%.
Wow.
Which if you look at the statewide average, numbers are closer to 50, 60, 70%. I've kind of heard numbers in that range.
Yeah, that's remarkable. So what do you think, I mean, just you may not know this right off the top, but what kind of lends to that? Is it the hands-on portion of it? You know, people like to get back to Mother Earth, and it changes your mind a little.
Yeah, I think that's some of it. They're motivated, mm-hmm. you know, that it's giving them something to direct energy towards instead of, you know, trying to find a job. You know, we're giving them this learning experience. They're getting hands-on mm-hmm. skills. They're really motivated students. I have them in some of my classes, and they're hard workers, and you know they're really motivated to do better, and they do great. You know, their cumulative GPA is 3.1%.
Wow, see?
Yeah.
That's That makes my heart happy.
Yeah, and they're finding employment when they're done. And, you know, the other thing about it is if you look at the costs, right, to have someone incarceration for a year is about $40,000, mm-hmm. but to send them through a year at Shasta College with a step-up program is only $24,000.
Okay.
So, you know, we're mm-hmm. helping with that issue as well.
Well, and it's changing our community. It's you know, not only changing a life, but it's literally changing our community and the family that that person is in. I think that is remarkable. So how long has this program been going on, do you know?
I want to say 3 years.
Okay.
And so a lot of our students in the heavy equipment program, I would say about 50% of our heavy equipment program is mm-hmm. made up of step-up students. Yeah. And one of the other things that's a component of our heavy equipment program is because we have students out there and they're running this heavy equipment, right, kind of dangerous
right.
stuff, we do mandatory drug testing for the students. So before they ever get on a piece of equipment, they're getting federal-level drug tested, and then they're in a random pull throughout the semester. So it gives them also an additional motivation to stay clean, stay out off drugs.
Do you know what's the so they could do like a certificate program or they could do the full 2 years?
Yeah. It's a lot. Sometimes they'll start with the 1 year certificate mm-hmm. program, and it's not just heavy equipment. There are other programs that they're enrolled in at Shasta College as well. So sometimes they start with a certificate and maybe they don't see themselves as a student. And once mm-hmm. they get through some classes and they're getting a good grade point average, they realize, hey, maybe I should get an associate's. Some of them get their associates mm-hmm. and think, hey, you know, I like this student thing, and I like the skills that I'm learning, and they go on to another school and get their bachelor's.
Builds confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Well, if you are listening or you know someone who is currently in the probation system and they may qualify for this program, it sounds like they need to go talk to their probation officer and ask them about the step-up program or call the college and ask how to get connected. I would say that's a really good way. Well, you know, a way that our listeners can support Shasta College, I know, and the agricultural and natural resource programs is you're having your Harvest Festival. So it's coming up in September on the 28th out at the farm. And actually, it's out at,
Ross Ranch.
Thank you. Yes. Ross Ranch. Beautiful location.
Gorgeous.
And then, so tell us what that looks like. What's the evening going to look like?
It's a really, really fun evening. It's a busy evening. So one of the things that we like to do at the Harvest Fest, it's a community outreach event for us. So we have farm tours. So we have you can take a hay ride down to the college from Ross Ranch, and then we're going to be using Bob Nash's tractor this year to pull people around the farm. We have 5 stops on the tour where you can hear from our students and hear a little bit more about what they're doing at Shasta College. And our students are really passionate about what they're doing. And then the farm tours run from 4 to 6. And then up at the top at Ross Ranch, we have dinner. We have a band dancing, silent auction, live auction, gun raffle, all kinds of fun stuff. Amazing food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The food is incredible. So in going to the meetings and learning more about that and finding, like, this is another thing that's kind of heroism to me, I think, is how many people are like, well, I can give you squash, or I can give you, you know, the honey, or I can give you the nuts. So all of this food, the majority of it's donated mm-hmm. To support our children at Shasta College. And, you know, of course, talking about support, we've got our premier sponsor, which is Roberson & Sons. They do insurance, and they back our local farmers. And so we just want to thank them for supporting our college, supporting our youth, supporting this program by becoming our premier sponsor this year. So thank you, Roberson Insurance & Sons. And for more information on them, check out their website. And so ways that you can, we're going to have to wrap up. We got about a minute and a half. Ways that you can get involved. You can buy a ticket and attend the event. You can have a business who wants to make a donation. Call us. Go to My Umbrella Marketing Facebook page and send me a message. Go to Shasta College's Harvest Fest page. Send us a message. We will come and pick up a donation from you if you can't attend. Honestly, you can just make a donation to the cause, because we are changing the lives of youth in our community. So, Jonas, welcome again, and thank you. I'm really excited to see what the future holds for the college with you and the leadership.
Thank you. I'm excited to be back at the college and try to make a difference.
Wonderful. And then, Melissa, thank you so much for coming in. You're the head of the Forestry and Natural Resources, which you know that, but our listeners now know who to call if they have questions.
Sure.
And then Sarah Miller, thank you so much for coming in. She's our Vice President of Agricultural Leadership Club. And so if you want to learn more about how to become a leader in agriculture in our community, she is the person to contact. So I'm Michelle Slade. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We're going to be back again next month. We are on the second Thursday of the month at 6:05 right here on KCNR Radio, where we focus on local heroes making a difference in our community. And thank you for listening, and we will see you again soon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.